Good morning. Today is Monday, October 7th, 2019. It is 9:01 a.m. and we are meeting in the Josephine County Board of Commissioners Conference Room for a discussion on the Rural Fire District discussion and additional subjects and matters for commissioners. We are going to move this meeting to 10 o'clock and reopen it, and we'll be in recess until 10 a.m. this morning.
Good morning, everybody. It is 10 o'clock a.m. We are gathered for the general discussion in the Board of County Commissioners Conference Room, and I've asked them to get us full packets of the applications. There's a lot of work that went into this spreadsheet, but it doesn't necessarily tell us everything, and I'd like to see the actual applications.
Sure.
And all that kind of stuff. So they're working on getting us each of those packs right now. Sarah, are you joining us up here?
Either that or I can go help them make packets. She's got it, yeah. I'll do whatever you want.
So where we left off, a couple updates I should give you a heads up on. First and foremost, not related to the fire discussion, but two men that have given an extreme amount of time and volunteerism to our county both passed away on October 1st. And one is Rich McMillan, who was a sheriff's deputy who was in charge of all the reserves. No, I'm sorry, not reserves, all the volunteers and administrative function in the back office. He was a retired officer from California that came up and served with us. And then he went on to make pens, and he'd be at all the bazaars in the community with his bear bazaars. And
he also started Citizen Corps in 2003.
So he passed on October 1st, and his memorial is Thursday. And then Dan Shepard, with our fair board, also passed on October 1st. And apparently the family had asked that it not be public until they made it public yesterday. And but it's two men that have contributed a lot to our community. And I've been told that Dan's memorial is expected to be Friday afternoon. So I just want to acknowledge them before we do anything else. Separately, back to the fire discussion, I have since got another update on the money that was designated through House Bill 5050. We cannot use the money before the formation of the district, according to legislative council who finally weighed in. So we had in writing from DAS and all that. So what I did is I reached out to Senator Bearsugar, who requested the money in the first place, and I had a conversation with him about what our discussion was about, that a feasibility study is required to form a district, all this other kind of stuff, by having a third-party consultant. And he was in absolute agreement that he thought that was a good plan. He is working on trying to see if he can come up with something for us now. If that's not possible, the fix is in the short legislative session that they can have a one line added to it that would allow a portion to be used for the formation of the district, not after the formation of the district. So Senator Bearsugar is working on a solution for us related to that at this time.
Do we have any idea of what that would cost? We don't really, do we? I mean, do we say there was $1.5 million that was available if the district went through and if it was passed by the voters?
We said less than $100,000 that could be used before
this
district.
That's what I mean. We haven't asked to say, you know, we need...
We put out a bid. They tell us how much they'll charge us, and we pick based on what we're asking for the work. Based on my conversations with Mariana Ruiz Temple, we said not to exceed $100,000. If we can get it done for a lot less, all the pieces.
Well, that's what I mean. I just say when Senator Bearsugar goes to the short session to say, okay, well,
that's the number I asked for.
Need 100,000. Okay,
yes.
Good. I just want to know what that number would be. That's reasonable to me. But I did see that in there that if the district was not formed, that even goes so far as to say that the voter says no, then it's all on us.
But legally, a feasibility study is required?
I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
It makes perfectly good sense.
Right.
You know, but I think maybe that's their attempt at matching funds or a buy-in from local. That wasn't what it was laid out like.
No, Senator Bearsugar is who is behind this ask, and he said specifically after the formation of a district, because he believes the formation of a district is the best plan. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted it to be spent after for startup costs for a district, and that was his intent. And so in conversation with him about that, a feasibility study is required. And I did get an email from Janet Lancaster. There's some misinformation that, so I guess they're not aware that the state law changed about it being a district can only be formed in the even years every other year, because otherwise the city's fire district couldn't be on the ballot this November. But that was changed after a legislative change that was a retroactive legislative change for Gladstone Fire a few years ago, or a couple years ago. They passed a district or something in their district, and then somebody said, hello, you're on the wrong ballot. But they went through the entire process, and it passed. Legislator went back and did a fix and did it retroactively, so that restriction of every other year is no longer in place. So there was a couple things as far as that goes. So I don't know if you guys have had a chance to look at this, but I'm waiting on the other things. We have not discussed the role of do you want the two fire companies to have an ex officio member on the committee or an actual voting member on the committee. I don't know that we determined that outcome. Initially, when we talked, you know, when people asked me, I said, I don't think anybody that works for Rural Metro or County Fire should be on the committee. But at the same time, it may be helpful to have somebody from each of those companies there to provide information of service levels and various things. And and so, you know, we did have a citizen come and testify that they said it should only be residents in the district. It should only be nobody from the fire companies, nobody from blah, blah, blah. But really, it's what direction you guys would like. Right. So before anybody is picked,
yeah, three, wasn't
it? I would, yes. I would like us to have that conversation. And Sarah, did you have anything to weigh in on that?
Those are my questions as well, because we can weed out quite a few applicants on this list once we decide.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Once we decide that.
Dan's are right here. I printed these for Darren.
I can get mine on the computer, thank too, you. If you can. Okay.
Sorry. That's a two-edged sword, especially with the atmosphere out there right now between the two entities. That's a two-edged sword. I want this to be productive. I don't want it to get into an
attack on either party.
Yeah, that's been long brewing for years and years, and I just don't want this to be the soapbox that they stand on. I don't want that butting of heads to get in the way of this committee. But yet I do see value, you know, because they're the boots on the ground right now. So, you know.
There's also a concern down the road that I've heard that one of the options is potentially to contract with one of the companies or this and that, which would be a conflict of interest for that to be being weighed mm-hmm. in by the committee, if that's an option with somebody on the, but they just like us and anything like that, you have to declare a conflict of interest. But I want everything just to be, first off, we have professionals in both agencies that will treat mm-hmm. everybody with respect. And I think that they realize the bigger picture. And I think it comes to us building trust and treating both companies with respect and asking for legitimate feedback is going to set the tone for how that process goes. There are plenty that have opinions in our community about what they want and what they don't want, but what we're looking for is people who can set aside, take their experiences, set aside their opinions and say, let's look at everything. Yeah. Well, you can't really leave it at the door. It's always in the back of your mind, but can you still work professionally through that situation? I believe we have people that can. But I also want to be concerned that we're not predetermining the outcome based on how you stack the deck.
Well, I almost think a hybrid between that would be not to put them in any capacity on the committee, but let the committee, if they felt like it, bring them in and ask them some questions. But I don't know about having them at every meeting, listening into every discussion.
So if the committee decides they want to say that now's the time to bring both.
Yeah, in. Let's develop a list of questions for both sides or whatever, and then bring them in and ask them those questions.
But every committee meeting will be a public meeting, so therefore anybody can come in and listen to of it anyhow.
But it would keep them from being any kind of closeness to that committee in influencing the vote.
My main concern with that would be the committee would have to give equal opportunity for both. You can't just bring one in for questions.
Yeah,
I'd
want to bring both.
But, I mean, so there's an opportunity for them to also be a voting member on the committee. There's an opportunity for them to be there with no vote, so taking part in conversation or inviting.
Well, I think certainly no vote in my mind.
I would agree with the no vote leaning towards that, but at the same time, we can't ignore what our current system is. And it's been a part of our community for 40-some years in this methodology. Private fire, the way it is in our county, has been that way since the 60s. It's one of those things that it's not, you know. So what do you think, Dan?
I think they ought to be there. They're going to be there. They have the opportunity to be there at every meeting anyway. So, if they can't vote, they're not voting, but they're there informational only. I don't think I have a problem with that. And I know most of those people, and I think they can be professional. I don't think they're going to get into a shouting match back and forth with each other. I think they certainly have the inside track as to how this thing works and how it won't work. So, I'm okay with it. I wasn't at first, but I think I would be all right, as long as we take the voting element out of it.
So do you allow them an ex officio spot on the committee?
Just to show up as...
Which is designated by department. They can put in whoever they want to. So one for Rural Metro, one for County Fire.
Right.
They don't vote.
Don't stack the deck.
Although, I don't see any County Fire applicants.
Well, that's because I had told them that I wasn't going to have anyone from County Fire or Rural Metro on the committee.
Rural Metro just didn't listen to you?
They didn't ask. County Fire actually asked, will we be allowed to be a part of the committee? And I said, I don't think so. So that was where
so
that
we have people from Rural Metro on here. We don't have anybody from County Fire.
No, but we would invite them in the same capacity.
I was
going
to say, then this list isn't complete yet, because you would get some people from County
Although
Fire.
We could just ask for a representative from each of the entities working within the district and let them decide who to send.
That's what I would recommend, and they can pick who they want.
Yep. And then they could sub in case somebody can't make it or whatever.
But going back to this, you've got people on here from Rural Metro as applicants to the committee, and then you're going to call Rural Metro and say, send somebody over.
So these applicants are not going to be considered for the committee.
Might be tossed,
The company will pick their representative.
Okay, so you want to strike anybody that had Rural Metro
currently working for them.
Okay. Current, and potentially depending on...
Right, we can... Individually consider
just
the past.
Just about everybody has worked for Rural Metro one time or another.
True. Right? You're, except
you're
for Sarah.
No, Sarah did.
Sarah did, okay.
And I was a dispatcher for them, so I wasn't on their payroll, but I certainly worked directly with them. So, I mean, I would consider Kyle Kirshner almost a surrogate dad, and he was before Rural Metro, even Valley Fire. So
who's the current ODF? I see one at number 5, Austin.
Prince?
Is he?
He's
sounds
Rural
like a division chief. So
is he current?
I mean, yes.
He's current.
Very
so
current.
And
I
Rich Holloway.
Thrown out.
Rich Holloway is the fire marshal currently.
You move fast, lady. Where's Rich Holloway?
He's number 14.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, fire marshal, Rural Metro.
So then there's a question of Dave Matthews, who is AMR. AMR owns Rural Metro.
I know, that one's a little tougher. A little arm's length, but it seems like he's still under the Rural umbrella.
Well, technically, Rural's
under
his
theirs.
Umbrella.
Well,
yeah.
They share. I'm close to tossing that one, too.
But he's also a resident in the district.
Mm-hmm.
And has years and years.
You could
of
leave him on and let that be an individual choice, I guess, since technically he doesn't work for.
I don't have any problem with Dave being on there because he's AMR, he's not Rural Metro.
AMR owns Rural Metro.
I get that.
But
so it is. I've had conversations with my
potential.
I'm not saying no to him.
So
he's not signing their checks.
I'm not saying no to him.
Right.
I'm just saying that
you don't want to perceive that.
There's conversations I've had in my office, and he said, now, are you talking to me as Dave, your friend, Dave, your former colleague, Dave, you're this, or Dave that works for the company that owns Rural Metro, because we are connected. So he has corrected me to make sure, I make sure to know they are connected.
So you're saying take 17 out?
No, I'm just saying.
Same potential. I think we should do that one up to the individual.
I heard something different.
Just be aware of the background when you're choosing.
Yeah.
I don't think we automatically throw them out, but we consider that individual. So I only got 5 and 14. Is there anybody else that's employed by? We got one, the very last one, 23, is employed by the Valley Fire Applegate.
I think he's retired.
Ah. Worked in.
Vince is a current Grants Pass Fire. Still. He hasn't
he's
retired. Still
Grants Pass Fire?
He's Grants Pass Fire.
Oh, there it is. City of Grants Pass.
So he is still a current City of Grants Pass Fire, which I would almost consider the same as Rural Metro in that they have auto aid and work together daily, but it's not. But it's,
right.
I mean,
it's the same one arm
again,
joint.
Again, how
that
close
Dave
is everybody
has.
Connected? You know, yeah. There is a one degree of separation of
welcome to small town
Rural Metro in this community because there are neighbors that have lived here forever. And
number 6 is starting today is the new city firewise coordinator. So if you're just looking for associations, he's now employed by city.
Oh, yeah. Like for a contract for a few years for firewise?
Under our
okay,
title
I need to find this
funding.
Packets because I don't. The list isn't enough for me to. I want to know where people live.
I want to know.
Okay. Oh, whoops.
Where does Joseph Bloom come from?
Number
12.
My computer.
What, it needs a
is
break.
Is he above? Oh, that's 9. Hold on.
Don't print him out.
Work that mouse. Holy smokes.
I'm at 10. Holy mackerel.
I made it to 11. I'm getting close to
23, Lily, was McClintock?
McClintock's number 6, and he's...
Page 23.
Okay. All right, I'm the one before him.
That's off the prints, and he's out.
Bloom Investigations, so he's a...
Independent contractor?
At least, in some capacity, yeah.
L.A. County Fire Department Captain.
All right. Definitely has some
there's a lot
experience,
of people,
but a lot of structure stuff, too.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that I am always curious about is how many California fire agencies, because California is not the same as Oregon's fire with our system, but...
He's got a charter email address, so he's been here a while. Those are classic, yeah.
Do they not do... charter anymore?
I don't know.
Because I still have a charter email address, too. So. But I've had it a long time.
I have a Hotmail one, so I think I'm even older than charter.
At least it's not AOL.com.
Right. Well,
I'm not seeing
mail.
This application come up.
What page?
It's in there.
Page 91-ish.
I just can't page it out.
It's,
Okay, mine's 87.
Yeah, it starts at 87.
And this doesn't tell me jack squat, because he put a P.O. box as his work address, and to me, that's not something I'm interested in. If we want people related to the area and affected by, and not, in my opinion, I don't want everybody from outside of the district potential because they already live in an area that has a district. There's already a predetermined outcome of what they're looking for. All right, so
Lily,
he's got to start a circle in Maryland a little further. Oh, no, wait, is that Everett Costa? That's a reference. Sorry. My bad.
What were you saying?
So you're going to designate ex officio members. Are all ex officio members going to be non-voting?
Mm-hmm.
So including the state fire marshal's office?
Correct.
Okay.
State fire marshal's office cannot take part unless they're ex officio, according to her.
So given right. those, you've got some more criteria there. How many of these are we penciling out?
We haven't set a number.
Well, yeah, we did number 5 and number 14.
So we did put out a, I almost would take the whiteboard and put a list of, all right, who are all the fire people, and in one list. But something else that's important to me is looking at geography of where they live. Between South Valley and North Valley, I'd like a balance. People that are not fire that have other experience and people that are fire and having that balance. So we might have to move you, John and Mike. Sorry. Thank you.
You know I'll reach over
So, okay.
So, Willie, you just want South County and North County?
I think that's narrow enough, yeah.
Sure. So,
live and or own the business.
I'm just talking live. I haven't gone to own a business because primarily, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'll attend to residence than own a business. So.
So North County is Yaden, the first guy, and I'm going to, the next one, Jeff Wolf.
Just he's has got a P.O. box.
Merlin P.O. box, but doesn't say. He was part of the group that tried to do the 2008 district. Ron Ruby, I know, is North County. Charlie Chase. Let me look that up. I want to verify where that address is. Hold on.
Where did you put Ruby? Did you put him in the North
Yeah,
County?
He's off of Azalea. So, yeah, he's north.
Cannon Drive, yep. Okay, and then so Charlie Chase, next.
He's South County.
He's South County?
Chase.
Yeah.
Let's just take him one at a time and split him between north and south. Then we'll go to the next criteria, I think. Austin Prince is out, so McClintock, did you say McClintock was in or out?
He hasn't been ruled out yet.
I'm not necessarily inclined to keep him in yet, but we'll have to talk about that just before. Let's see who we got, and then let's see what holes we have.
So McClintock lives.
I skipped him.
Well, let's put them all up on the view. I thought we were just going to put them all up.
Yeah, but I skipped them because... All right, so...
Chase, is that who you're looking at?
No, I'm on the way to Doug Wynn.
Oh, you're way down there. Okay.
I'm just looking up addresses.
And then Doug Wynn is next on Southwest Acres Road. So he's south.
We go back to the...
Wynn.
But that is in town.
Just split them between south and north, and then you can go rural and...
No, I understand, but City of Grants Pass versus county to me is
I've
a different thing.
I've got them up here on south indicated as city.
Ah.
So we can...
Okay.
Brad Beer is Schaefer's Lane. Remember, we're 26, so that would be north, right?
Schaefer's out Lower Ver Road.
Out where?
Lower Ver Road.
Lower Ver Road.
Those cute little houses on the left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Before Rogley.
So
that's south.
Lower River Road is north of the river.
North of the river. Okay. Let's go north.
And Scott Blower is Red
River. Brad Beer City.
Blower is what?
What's that? He's Lower. Redwood area, Jerome Prairie area.
Can we still go back to McClintock?
Who? McClintock?
Number six.
I've got Rick Riker in here on my computer, but I don't have him on the list. Is there a reason why he's not on the list?
I don't know.
Who is it?
You got him in
no, it's a reference. Excuse me.
He's a reference? Okay.
That's a reference.
I know. I ran into a couple of those.
Yeah, okay.
I'll forgive you this first two times.
He's a reference for Brad Beer. I'm sorry. My mistake.
McClintock.
I'm looking him up right now.
Oh, yeah. Is there more than the app?
What's that?
Is there more than the application? Or?
The blower is...
Do you live
Avenue?
In the city limits?
That's his work.
He said no. Demaray Drive?
Yeah.
Is that south?
Yeah, it said he was Jerome Prairie.
Lower?
So McClintock is
Merlin.
Hugo.
I live in Merlin, yep.
Thank you.
Brian Hawkins is Merlin.
It's Merlin, yep. And you got Blower.
Yep. John Maupin, I consider Merlin, but Riverbanks, depending on which way you drive there. Yeah. They made me take it in the North County when I was a PO, so that's why I always consider it anymore.
I guess the river technically.
Blue?
I have no idea. See if I can find anything that would tell me.
Who are we up to now? Lancaster?
She's Merlin.
Lancaster. Yep.
Did you get Bloom 12?
Holland.
We don't know where Bloom lives. Lily's looking for that one.
So I guess technically we need to put, if your zip code's 27, we can put you as South County, John. So Maupin should go South County.
And Bloom is 28. That's a P.O. box, right?
Yeah. So I'm at Bloom's application. He has nothing that says where. We don't have a way of determining.
No, it doesn't. By his application, no.
Okay, right now he's in the middle with a question mark.
Okay.
Did you Google?
No.
No.
Holloway is Merlin.
He's crossed
out. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Holland. He's in Riddle.
Who is?
Holland.
He currently lives in Douglas County?
He listed a Douglas County P.O. box. And he, his background is a rural metro fire marshal. He's, oh wait, that's Holloway, sorry. Yeah, I thought it was to Holland. Sorry, the computer was slow. All right, so Holland is Merlin.
But Holland is Merlin, Oregon, 135 yep. Joe Creek.
Yetter, P.O. Box in Merlin.
I found a Bloom fire investigation on 224 Chinook Park Lane.
Okay.
So that would be
highway area.
Yeah, that'd be.
Are you on Holland still?
Yeah.
Holland says he lives at 135 Joe Creek Place, Merlin, Oregon.
I already gave her that. We're already past Yetter.
So where are you at now?
We can put Bloom in South County. He's, thank you, ma'am.
Dave Matthews is Merlin. Yetter was Shan Creek.
Not fast enough.
Oh, Merlin P.O. Box, Shan Creek address.
Shan Creek, if we're going to give Maupin South, we're going to give Yetter South?
Well, he's got a 97527 zip.
Shan Creek is also two.
She doesn't have a 97527 zip. She
yeah, but Shan's definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She put a Merlin P.O. Box.
Right,
yeah.
Shan Creek is south of the river.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, it'd be a south.
Bill Ortells Williams. He's in the Williams
Technically
Fire
it's
District.
East of the river, but whose county?
Yeah. Kirkpatrick Pilger is Clover Lawn area.
So that's south. Viv.
I think he's in that same area of the riverbanks kind of area, so I'm trying to verify.
You got Vivian already?
Yeah, she's she lives off of Clover Lawn area. Jones. I got him, but I don't know it, so I got to look it up.
Michael?
Yeah.
27 Whitestone Drive.
Okay, so south?
Mm-hmm. Good, that's starting to balance out.
Back in.
Lathrop?
It's also one of those off of riverbanks, so that's why it's kind of a.
Lathrop?
Yeah. That's north. That's.
Lathrop's off of Pinecrest.
It's 26.
Yep. Yep, that's north. Wharton, SB Road, so that's south.
Technically in the city anymore.
Yeah, if not close, it is in, you're right.
And then he's off.
Home is in the county with income property and GP, so he's just outside.
And then he's Drone Prairie.
The last one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. That's kind of even, Steven.
10 north, 11 south.
Well, it's not as unbalanced as I first might have thought.
Where?
Okay, so The next question I would ask is how many of them are fire people versus other people? Are you doing that right now?
Trying to.
Okay.
All I have is a list, so I'm trying to figure out what their current... You want retired fire service? Or, I mean, you want any fire service veteran?
Just, if it's... If they're fire, they're fire. I guess I would put them all in the...
Well, whether it's past experience or future...
I'm curious how many people kind of responded in the last week as far as requests for outside of fire, like in background and RFPs and experience with that kind of stuff. So, do you guys have any yeses on your list that you... How do you want to go about this? Do you want them ranked? Do you want to come up with lists? Do you want to kind of...
I think we'd come up with our own lists and cross-ref, see what come up with, then debate if there's any to be debated.
We didn't... Okay.
He has no
firefighting experience. I know that. But he doesn't live in the district, and he's related to another one, so I...
Yeah, he's got some... But certainly, is he the only one that's on a board presently? As far
well,
as
remember,
a fire board, right?
Nobody else, if they live in the district, there is no fire board.
Right, so they wouldn't have a chance. So true.
We took Dave Matthews out because he was with AMR, right?
We did not
take him out. We just acknowledged he is AMR.
Yep, that we individ because he kind of has an arm's length distance. It ain't much, but it's something.
Well, I think you can, even under the argument that Rural Metro responds to all medicals under the AMR kind of branch, it's a stretch to say there's an arm's length.
Yeah.
But
it's pretty tight.
Yeah.
But it's a separate manager. He's not over there managing him. But.
But how many of them are the Firewise Committee, too, though?
So Brian and Janet. I know for sure. I don't know who else is on the FireSmart Merlin.
John, are you part of that, too?
But that doesn't qualify for an asterisk.
No, it's not fire service, but it. I also want to be mindful that I'm not taking everybody from a committee in a community and stacking the deck either. So, okay, so.
Fine piece of work. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Do you guys want copies so you can write on it?
No, we can see it right there.
I'm just going to add it, yeah.
Okay. I can continue to draw pictures.
I tucked it up, so.
You have another color?
Yes.
Okay. Three more to choose from.
And you have the ones in my office, too, if you need some more fun.
I just went through and picked one off of this. Who my favorite are.
Oh, Yetter.
I can't tell. Is she part of your committee, Dorothy Yetter?
No.
I don't see. Okay. I'm just kind of trying to see what she brings to the table.
All right. Problem solver, but nothing in the field, it looks like.
Who's that?
Dorothy Yetter.
Yeah, I didn't have anything to write down either.
I didn't have to mark down.
Of the board?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Brian, where's your application? I didn't see it in.
Dorothy was interested because she lived right in the middle of the fire last year. Her house was saved, and just that whole situation.
Just from living it,
yeah.
In that perspective of that, she marked on her application that talking to her neighbor, she understands their fears. That was her statement of why she wanted to be on that the thing, and that makes sense. Because there's a lot of people that definitely woke them up to what we face with the fire risk. Okay.
Kids' voice in this building?
Not often enough.
Nope.
I had a grandparent come up to me after the kids came and sang Christmas. No, patriotic songs. That's what they did. They came and sang patriotic songs from the preschool across the street. And I said, Lily, you are the only one interested in the whole building. Like, I could sing along.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes. the Brad Bear that works for Rural Metro?
Ryan.
Ryan, is he related to Tom? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay. It's just not a very unique name. I mean, it's unique enough that you would wonder if in Grants Pass they're related.
Most ever. How many people are you related to?
In Grants Pass? None with the last name of Morgan but my parents.
But everybody else.
All on the other side.
Yeah, my dad was an only child.
Oh.
And his parents died. Of course, then the complication of he was adopted and in his 30s met his biological family. So now he has family again.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Don't try to follow that, Darren.
You I know. My,
be all over the map.
My brain just clicked it over into default. Oh, okay. Just say okay. Mm-hmm.
Is Schaefer's technically in the city?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay.
Who was that?
That's Brad Bear.
Yeah, I think it stops right around there. Pretty near, because...
Well, we should verify before we cross them off because of that.
My fire marshal said that it is.
It stops right there, and then it starts again right past where Blue States. And another part of the motorhome park. If you go down a little bit further, there's another...
So can we confirm that his address is...
That's Westlake Village or something down there?
Schaefer's line is right before.
Yeah, Schaefer's in the city.
Schaefer's in the city, definitely.
So I want to make sure that's documented, too.
Definitely. It is the last one.
We had talked about seeing about Dave Larson with ODF being an ex officio as well. Just thought I'd throw that up there.
Also, Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs Association.
Potentially, yeah. Though,
Fire Defense Board Chief? Just a member of?
I don't know. We hadn't got there yet. I think it'd be either or, not both.
Either or?
Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs or Fire Defense Chief Board. I mean, because it's either Lang and Mike or someone from the whole circuit if you do Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs. And fire defense is just Lang and Mike right now, right?
If you,
Hoke's gone.
If you specify it for just Josephine County yet.
Correct.
They'll replace Hoke next.
They finished their process?
No.
For fire defense board chief.
For the rotating of the fire
IB
defense chief.
They started their process.
Gotcha.
Yet. They
okay.
were scheduled to do that last week and canceled.
Okay.
All right. So... Sarah, can I bug you?
You
I need
some more.
Come back, but of course you can.
I'm just curious. Here.
Well, I got 9 to put on. How are you
he's
doing?
Valuable.
Yeah, but last time wasn't successful.
Yes, all right. But probably has lessons learned.
That's fine.
Because there's another one on there. Well, there's several on there from the last time.
We're getting there.
Okay, I think they have valuable.
If only they match.
Yeah,
you
if
said
they
no
match.
One this one, right?
Bound to have a few.
Only one of them match. We're back to one.
A committee of one's not what we're after.
He's got a lot of information.
Okay. So I'm kind of just picking a balance of north and south. How many are y'all picking?
I made it to 9.
I have 11.
And he's
holy
got
mackerel.
11.
Yeah, like I said.
See
no,
fast
it's all know? Good. I just, you know, wow. I'm struggling with 7 right now.
I got 9. I'm going to go to 10. Oh.
we need a radio? Would that help you?
No, because then it would change the song. This one seems to be in there.
You like it?
Good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Can't tell you. Yep, I got 9 and 1, 2, 3 question marks that maybes.
I'm at 8.
I got 10. I lied. See, I already lied.
Did you
15, 16.
Throw out O and B? I don't see O and B out there anymore. Oh, it's Bob. Excuse me.
Behind Mike's head.
Got it. Seven out of my 11 are south. Three are north. So I have to balance, don't I?
You don't have to.
We'll see if any of them cross cut.
So then should I go make tick marks next to names for votes?
Maybe. Yeah.
You left your name off of staff support up there, though, I noticed.
What? That's what happens when you're in control of
the pens. I found a new way to spell Dwayne. Number 15.
You want to put a different colored dot by how we vote?
I would love to do that.
Am
so
I green?
Just going to go down the list?
Am I green?
Oh, I wasn't going to do that. I was just going to put a check mark, and then we'll count them up and see how many we've got.
And we'd all get green?
Yeah.
Which is okay. Commissioner
so we'll
vote.
So we'll go down like...
Some might have 3 greens and some might not.
I have purple in there, too, if you need another color.
I kind of like it being not assigned to a commissioner.
Yeah.
Okay. You're,
yep.
Okay. You ready for my 11?
So how about we just go down the list and I'll get a...
We'll raise a hand? Sure.
So, Yaden. Okay. Wolf?
I threw Wolf on.
Do you want... You
have to raise your hand.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You have to raise your hand.
Okay.
That's what she said. I'm going by the teacher.
Ruby.
Yes, I have a green check there.
Bradbeer. McClintock.
I know his city.
Bradbeer was out of order,
okay.
So
Bradbeer's out
trouble.
Of order.
I know. I'm losing it.
Sorry.
Bradbeer, yes, a green check for me.
Yes.
He lives in the city limits. That was a no for me.
Right.
Okay, so McClintock, we had how many?
I don't know,
1, 2.
But if he can, I think because he's so new to city, he's
and
still kind of neutral.
Yeah, but I just don't know that he'll be a lot anyway.
That's
and
fine.
We'll let that be
we can
up
ask
to him.
And
Hawkins,
I don't have
yes.
a Brad beer.
Don't
I don't have a Brad beer. No.
Copy that.
So take one of the Brad beers away.
Well, no, because 2.
I had 1.
No, I did not.
Oh,
yep, so
sorry.
Just 1. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
We're getting there.
We back on track?
Yep.
Yep.
Hawkins.
Yes.
Yes. 2 checks.
Holland?
I hadn't got that far yet.
Holland?
Holland? No. Wait a minute. I'm looking at Holloway. Holland? Nope.
Dan?
Who's next? No, that's no on Holland.
Okay, copy. Lancaster?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Was that a
yes?
That sounded like an okay.
Dave Matthews?
Yes.
I think Dave would be valuable. I just think that's the questionable one of what do you do?
I'm a no.
Okay.
Is that you sounding a maybe?
I didn't put him on my list.
Right.
But I think I would put him as ex officio if I did anything. Because get his experience but not the vote. That's a conflict. I put a yes on Mackin.
So she's thinking of going next. Mackin, number 21, was a yes.
Dan?
Who's next?
Mackin.
Harry Mackin, number 21, is all in the back.
Yes.
Chase.
Okay.
That's back up to number 4.
Sorry.
Yes.
It's all right. He's a yes.
Lily?
Yep.
Wynn?
Yes.
Wynn, number 7, yes.
I had no on Wynn because he's city. And again, I didn't want anybody in the city limits.
Who are you?
Blower is a yes for me.
Blower is a yes for me.
Not me.
Okay. Moplin?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Bloom?
No.
Who are you up to?
Bloom.
Bloom, number 12.
Bloom?
No.
Yes.
Yetter?
I put a yes.
No.
Dan?
Because no, nothing other than just a citizen with 16. Nothing else on there.
No.
Yep, she might be the one with...
Ertel?
No.
Yes.
No.
Kirkpatrick Pilger?
No.
No.
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Okay. Wharton?
No.
Yes.
No.
Really?
I hadn't got that far, honestly.
Okay.
Let me go back and look at his app.
Who's the last one? Owen B?
22.
I had yes on Owen B.
Okay. I'm going to say and no.
I had no on Owen B.
Okay. So
we got a few green, three greens.
Let's talk about our twos.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So should I erase ones?
Not yet.
Nope, not yet. Please. Right. Yeah, that'd be nice.
If you want. It's, can you see better?
God made you tall, so.
Okay, so, the first,
that's true.
The first is McClintock.
Yep.
He's got great experience, great background. I just don't... We actually talked about it last week, but I'm not sure.
McClintock. And I was the holdout.
I was a yes because of his background before he came to city. The fact that he's working for the city would have been a no for me, except that he hasn't worked there long enough for it to be...
And FireWise is a standalone program, too.
Yeah, and I'd put a half in there, then.
If
let's push
if
that over to three. Let's
anybody
do it.
That is that is under the city, they can be ordered to have an outcome.
Yep. Circle him.
And technically, we pay his wages.
Part of our?
No, that's true. It is our Title III pays his wages.
But
it's
I don't think
by city, but
it's a loose connection to the fire district. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hawkins?
Bran Hawkins is on our CEDC committee. He helps with our Prep U.
I would know, but I would put Hawkins.
Like yeah, he's pretty high functioning too. I like him in a group.
I like Brian.
He keeps groups moving.
He does.
Yep.
Thank you. Another two, Wynn, retired ODF.
Wynn.
Lives in the city.
I had that one, so
I don't
know.
I was the no, because I don't want city. I want people that live in the district.
Does he live in the city? Is that what
he lives in the city.
Yep.
And I have an issue with people that live in the city that already have a fire district influencing people that don't.
I'm just looking at his experience as ODF.
ODF is not structural fire, and structural fire is a completely different beast than ODF.
Well, let's just leave it at two. Okay. Yeah, let's go to Blower.
Forest Service Blower.
He was a maybe for me. That's why there's only two.
Why I said yes on Blower is he's fifth generation in this community. He's a long time. I've known their family a long time. He was temporarily the district ranger, and in that time reached out to me more than I ever had from another. Yes, it's U.S. Forest Service, but just, and he was South County where we didn't have a lot of South at the time. But he's,
so let's go back to Wynn, and Wynn's out because he's in the city, and it's ODF is different than structure fires. And then we go to Blower, who's U.S. Forest Service, and
lives
now
in the
it's
district.
Not the same as structure fires versus.
But
no, he's a citizen that lives in the district and has been a long time.
I voted for Blower.
Yeah.
Not arguing with you. Just that it just the gears shifted between two, between Wynn and Blower.
Well, and he was a maybe, so I'll join you guys.
Okay, I'm sorry. The city residence was why I was a no on.
I'll join you. Make
not
it three.
The ODF.
Yep.
I'm just saying, if you look at ODF experience, it's good, but it's not the same as structural.
And Wynn's not out yet. He still may make
correct.
It.
Moppin? John has been valuable to me. He is part of the crew with the fire smart folks, but I like the questions John asks. I'll advocate. And not to mention he's in the room, so we can throw him under the bus and throw him. But I find that even though John has had a kind of predetermined thought of what would be helpful, he's been very helpful looking at the overall system, and I think will be fair and beneficial.
So I was the no on that one. That's Maupin. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maupin.
Mm-hmm. Do you know him?
No, I do not.
Yeah, let me introduce you to John. He's sitting right over here.
Hey, John.
Darren, Dan.
We're this much closer.
But I would be yes on Maupin.
Yeah, you guys are both the yes, and I was the holdout. So I'll go a third on that. It's pretty convincing.
Okay. Next one is Jones, electrical engineer and computer.
I asked Jones to apply. He is a county fire subscriber. He is traditionally a no on any new taxes, but I feel he can be open-minded, and I wanted that perspective to bring a message back to the no on any new taxes persons from an open standpoint.
Are you
standpoint.
The no on him?
I was the no on him.
Yeah. I liked it because he was an electrical engineer. But
yeah. As far as your no on any new taxes, I thought he would be the most...
Get him in the room. Mm-hmm. So. Well?
Put Jones down as a yes.
All right, let's kick him over.
I also was trying to find somebody who was a... county fire subscriber to make sure that there was somebody on.
Four,
there.
We got eight.
We are currently even.
North and south, you're right.
That's yeah. Nice.
We need a backup on North County, at least a backup for McClintock in case he can't.
Lily said she wasn't sure on Morton whether she was a yes or no. Darren was a no.
Matthews,
I'm reading his deal just in here, and it looks like he's exactly. Kind of what you would want.
Who's but that?
Morton. Richard Morton, retired fire officer, fire chief, municipal and rural fire department. Worked okay. for the state national fire organizations and helped create a countywide fire plan.
Okay, I hadn't gone that far was what my issue on that list was. I hadn't made it that far in the
okay. Right.
I hadn't got to it.
I thought, wow, isn't that kind of what we're looking for?
Yeah.
So
I'd be convinced on 22, Dan.
That's fine. I'll trust you.
Let's put another check on Morton.
Put three by Morton.
Yeah. Wolf was on the original 2008 committee.
Oh, yeah?
So the experiences learned from what they failed to accomplish may be beneficial, maybe not. I don't know him personally.
He did the initial feasibility study for the last...
Oh, really?
Wolf did?
Yeah. He was on the bubble for me, a maybe. Who's got the yes? Lily does.
Yes, you want to add it?
I was initially a no. The yes was because... I was told he may be useful in bringing the knowledge from the previous experience forward.
I could be convinced.
Yep. I'll be convinced. Thing. Let's go, Wolf.
So.
Let's see if he can spell Calvary. He can. Whoever did this can't spell Calvary.
So we have 1.5 on Dave Matthews still.
What do you guys think about ex officio?
About having him as ex officio? Mm-hmm. Or kind of gives us too rural if we keep another one. I had no votes for David, so you must have.
I was a yes on Matthew.
And you were the maybe.
And I'm a yes on Matthews.
He's a pretty reasonable guy.
I think it would be strange to have
I didn't throw him out because
I wouldn't expect him to. He'd overcompensate.
I just think that Dave's character and personality is such that he's a trustworthy guy.
Yeah, I'll kick over. I'll go Matthews.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's go to 2.5.
Are we not at a 3? I thought we just got a 3 for him.
No? Lily was close, yep.
Oh, are you
fine?
Yep, let's go.
I trust Dave. And the optics of it, but I still trust Dave.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Am I wrong?
6.
Not at all.
Yeah. We're 6 and 5, so you want to throw in Wynn on the other side to make it 6 and 6?
I don't want a city.
Right?
I
he
don't
is
want
definitely
a city.
Strong about that. What about Vince?
Okay, so I'm going to go a different direction and go gender. We have one female on the left list and none on the right list that are checked. We have two, Vivian and Dorothy.
Right.
Dorothy's really smart.
I can appreciate
I'm going to go with you on that one. And I already voted for Yetter. But just for this pure sake, if she lived through it, let's have a normal citizen on there.
Yetter?
Yep.
Yetter?
Done.
Done.
Yep, she has a nice neutral application and sounds like she's good
smart,
in the group.
She's been in big business of manager and she kind of learns fast.
Level headed.
I'll trust you on
that's
that.
Right. I want level. I want.
So if, I want to go back to this backup plan over here. If McClintock cannot accept. Do you have the next in line that you...
No, because you want an offset, right? Do you want even or odd?
Then, not... Oh, yeah. For voting?
I'm just going
to
make...
be near level. It doesn't have to be perfect.
We're
going to
be...
Yep.
We're really close on this, and the way I look at it, the people that we have picked out are going to be... They're going to be pretty level-headed. I don't know whether you're going to get the South and North battle, and this isn't Mason-Dixon line. It's a river.
I don't think it
is
a North and South battle.
I don't think it is at all.
And
I think leveling it out like this is smart, because when you snap a picture of the North County, South County, I think that's wise.
They're not all in one.
But that isn't the only criteria.
Yeah. I think that's a good, well-rounded...
Is that
the only
12
one?
Or 13? It's 12.
Who's the tiebreaker?
Nice even number.
It would be a tiebreaker.
So,
well, we've got
I'm going to go back to McClintock and say...
10, 11 right now. So
I think McClintock would be invaluable as far as information.
There's 12.
So if he can't, do we just let it be that he can't?
Five.
Yeah, knock it down to odd.
Okay.
I think that's
so you want McClintock in?
He is in.
He is in, but I still... I mean, there's always that nagging in me that it's city.
Well,
and I want to be different.
Is he sick or something? Why are we saying he might not make it?
Oh, because he might not be able to because of his employer.
He just started with the city today.
Oh, okay.
So he was retired for 6 years and had some free time. He's no longer that guy.
Right. They'll have to meet after hours for him, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't think he's the only one employed, but...
All right.
Well, I would suggest that it wouldn't be... Well, yeah. Okay. Any red flags?
And I don't mind having one city. It's another perspective.
Well, he hasn't been city so long.
He's not going to have that.
Right, I don't know if he lives in the city.
No, he lives in the county.
Right, okay.
And his background is extensive. He's one of those ones
November,
that any of us would want to snatch him up to.
Might have some district knowledge after November. We don't know.
Okay.
The city goes district.
So the question about Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs Association or... So my question over there is that ODF is a member of Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs Association. Rogue Metro is a member of Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs Association. County Fire attends sometimes, but they're not a member.
Correct.
They are a member.
They are a member. Okay, so they all are. So to me, that's almost duplicative.
Except that you only...
What? And they don't vote anyway. They're just there for advisory.
Yeah, they're not on the fire council.
I would almost say fire defense chief would be better than Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs.
At one time, you said you wanted somebody from Jackson County.
As a neutral, I almost think I would pick Mike just to, because he's part... Mike with Applegate Fire has only been in the Valley, 3 years-ish?
I think so.
He's the backup fire defense chief, so he's covered our county when Lane needed a break in the fires at Taylor Creek and all that kind of stuff. I would say he's the one that hasn't previously worked for Rural Metro and has the least amount of time, so can kind of be neutral. He covers part of Jackson County, part of Josephine County.
Understands districts, I imagine.
Yeah. I would say he's neutral enough that you can probably count on him to give a good perspective.
But if you list ex officio as fire defense board chief, that could either be Lang or Mike.
I understand.
Okay.
And I'm not necessarily saying fire defense chief. I'm saying that
council
when I said Jackson County... What I like about Mike is that he's both fire defense for Josephine County, but he's also a Jackson County. Applegate Fire is a good district for out in the middle of nowhere as they are. They understand some of the communication issues we have, some of the other kind of stuff. And he, like I said, he was our representative on the fires last year. Lang bar none is a great asset. My problem is he worked for Rural Metro for 20 years. And so it would be seen as potentially another Rural Metro person.
I like that strong city, too.
Correct.
Keep that in mind.
It is. So to me, I was trying to go for how do I be somewhat neutral, but somebody who also works just as closely with everybody. And that was my thought with asking Mike if he would be willing.
And so I want to encourage all those on the left, the ex officio, the staff, and the U.S. liaison to be observers and let this thing find its own way.
I agree.
Yep. This is a big one. This is important.
That's what that committee is for, is to lead the direction.
Yep. Yeah, I'm excited.
What are your thoughts on the Fire Defense Board chief? Or
they should have someone there.
Okay.
But
yeah. So what are your thoughts on what I said about Mike?
Yeah.
If they pick Lang as the Fire Defense Board chief, can you defend that when he's pushing for a city district right now? I think the optics would be bad.
I think Lane would pull himself out of it because he's working on the city one. So I really think if you ask him, yeah, we want you on this, he goes, no, I'm sorry, I'm working.
He didn't come to the chief's listening.
So
let's aim at that apple. His app was in here, right?
No.
No,
his no that was one. Bill or Taylor, and I would say that.
No, there was an Applegate one somewhere. But anyway, I don't think we chose him.
So maybe we can just reach out and say, it's Fire Defense Board chief position, but we're asking you that Mike fill it.
I think Mike would be the choice, and I can't speak for Lane, but I bet you he would say no because of.
Isn't ex officio named by position, not by person?
Yes.
So ex officio, in its definition, is a
position
mm-hmm. rather than a person.
I understand.
So as long as, I mean, if you want him on the committee.
We can say it as the Fire Defense Board chief, but we can say we also think Lang would probably not be the appropriate one. So from the Fire Defense Board chiefs, who are they referring? That's not Lang. And of the three, there's one that's vacant. There's Lang that we don't think would be good optics, so that leaves Mike. But there may be a time that another question is asked. But I think for the optics in the community, it can't be Lang.
So Mike is invited to the party and Lane isn't.
So you're going to stipulate it's a non-voting?
Yeah, those are experts.
They're advisory.
Advisory.
Those are subject matter experts that can advise and counsel. They have our system known and kind of go that process.
And that's not to limit the other committee members to be able to reach out to any other subject matter experts.
I don't think any committee member should be reaching out to anybody individually. It should be as a committee, operating as a committee with the authority and going through the committee that no longer, already I have people on that list who have been reaching out to county departments and say they're working with me to form a district and asking for information. That has not been authorized by me.
But if the committee as a whole wanted to go talk to a different subject matter expert than the ex officios you've listed,
then the staff person can invite that person to come talk to the committee.
To the whole group.
Would be the appropriate,
I
think.
Way to do that. And that way everybody has the same info.
Same info, yeah. Exactly.
So then are you going to also talk about the direction you're going to give this committee or the schedule? Are you going to have a kickoff meeting? Or because you're the liaison, are you going to set the group in motion and give them their marching orders, or how does that work now?
It would probably be that we need to send a letter to the applicants and thank them for applying and invite those that have been chosen to come to a kickoff meeting. We need to get that scheduled. We need to get it noticed. We'll have to come up with an agenda, and I'll work with staff to do that. And I also will give me time to follow Herman and see what his progress has been since last week when I talked to him and said help.
Sounds good.
Does that seem fair, guys?
Yep. Well, and I think Annette could be kind of a kicker-offer as well.
Yeah.
But she can play Switzerland and...
But she's only good kicking from inside the 40.
Switzerland's my middle name.
I'm sorry,
field
what is?
Field.
Switzerland.
Switzerland. I love it. Yep. Because we might want to give them some history on the old formation effort and on the vote that we had as a county. And I mean, there's some logistical things that Switzerland can bring.
I would like to give the committee the room to come up with lists and things, but knowing that there's things that people have been working on, they're going to bring to the table. but also from staff point of what has to be done, what timelines, the deadline of if next November were the goal, what are the deadlines? If that's not possible, what would it be for the next May? Or the, you know, that kind of thing. So kind of looking at what are those time frames. But based on if we can use that money, then the next question is...
I think one of the questions we need answers from Senator Beartrager, if he can get startup money.
Right.
I mean, I'd have to get all these folks ready to fire off and say, oop, don't have the money for it.
Yeah.
Well, and because I think the committee's first deal would be to choose a few directions and then start writing that RFP for some professional consultant to answer.
And we're I met with Mariana from the Chief Deputy Fire Marshal. I met with her on Wednesday, and she's going to be bringing some sample RFPs of these from other places.
Right. We shouldn't have to reinvent the wheel on that one.
We probably at some point in time should have a conversation between the three of us. If we don't get startup money from the state, do we just pick the roll of the dice anyway and find money?
We have to have that conversation.
I think we should have that conversation because
that's a show starter or starter.
Correct.
Well, this is important enough that I think we ought to demonstrate that that it's important to us too.
Yeah, it was a pretty strong preference by votes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there anything else on this topic that you feel needs to be discussed today?
No,
I don't.
I like the process.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It worked.
Do you, the next item on the agenda is additional subjects and matters from commissioners. I do have one item for you guys. We received an email from the Association of Board of Counties. Generally speaking, we pay our dues to the Association of Board of Counties in August. It's a fiscal year thing. New fiscal year rolls around, we pay right away. They're due in January, but we're on a fiscal year budget, so we tend to pay in August. We did not pay this year for some reason.
Yeah.
I think
the reason we did not pay is because they didn't have the, I think it was an addition to it, and we hadn't received the addition.
We received everything that they were asking for. If there's any changes.
The extra $3,000 or whatever.
That hasn't been voted on yet.
Oh, that's for next year.
Yeah, that hasn't been approved through the board yet. So
it
was the current dues.
Yeah.
And so I emailed Arthur and asked kind of why, but I wanted you guys to be aware because...
Sure.
We promised before the fiscal year ended we would pay in August. So why we didn't, I don't know. And I'm kind of curious.
Well, that should be set up automatic unless we say otherwise, I think.
Well, it's something we should have that conversation.
Yeah.
So
it should be automatic. We should have the conversation every year.
Yeah.
We.
I
can see that.
In case there's any reservation by any other commissioners, it shouldn't go. Just
that's probably wise.
Gee, why did you pay that? You know, I had some issues, but let's find out. Find out what Arthur's response is. And let's...
As long as there's no pro quo, right? We don't hold back payment for that.
Not in an election year.
Okay, anything else pending?
Nothing for me.
Nope.
All right, so with that, I will... adjourn our meeting at 11:18. And thank everybody again for their patience with us this morning.
Sit down.